KO4HNX, W4NGU.
HKX, good afternoon, Phil.
You on direct from, by accident, I don't know.
Anyway, how you doing?
Good. I'm up here coming into TR on 25 heading north, so you may have.
TR on 25 heading south. I'm passing Jody's Barber Shop.
Coming up on the Waffle House and all the shopping center up here.
Just a little bit up the road from me. I copy you a good bit on direct. I keep my other receiver on 01. And, man, that thing really gets out good for you. I'm just about to pass this Sphinx here in the top side of Traveler's Rest.
Not good, but last couple of weeks I've been having some issue with the receive. I don't know if it's just me or what was going on.
And that, is it intermittent?
Well, I'm not having any trouble right now, so, but for about 3 weeks straight I did.
Well, I'd check out that antenna system, make sure that nothing's going funky there, because it could cause you to lose your transmitter, too.
I did, and the SWRs was 1.2 when I looked at it, and this weekend I took it all down and looked at it real close, no water intrusion or anything like that, couldn't find anything wrong with it, so I don't know.
I've seen temperature do a lot of strange things to electronics on the top end and the low end, so I see you pulling up to the red light now.
Taking a trip home, done for the day. Well, I got one more stop to make.
Yeah. Car right over here.
Over there.
Well, I hope that there's nothing worse than an intermittent problem. I'd rather something die any day. Because I can track that down. Do they still support that radio?
No, they do, so we'll see. This one just now, a year old, so I wouldn't think I'd be having trouble out of it this quick, but you never know anymore.
A much older radio that you really liked, but it was just older. That's just barely out of warranty.
So... I don't know. Like I said, it's working fine now. I don't know what the deal was or what happened, but it is what it is, I guess.
So it's W4NGU. I'm headed to my mom's house trying to work with the insurance companies, and they don't want to give me the information I need on his pension to tell the probate courts. Well, they're not saying they're not going to. They just keep saying, we're going to mail it to you, and I never get it. And it's just getting real frustrating. And I said, look, I can mail you the will, copy of the court order that I'm the administrator, and my driver's license. What the heck else do you want? And there's some kind of ERISA privacy thing, you know, it's got to go to the river. But they finally agreed. I told them today I was going to get a lawyer. And they said, well, if we can hear your mom say it's okay to talk with you about it and email it to you. So I'm headed to her house, and I'm going to call them and get her on the phone and see if we can get it resolved. What a hassle.
Hell, what you mean? I went through that with my mom there 2 years ago and trying to get all that stuff straightened out. And it's a mess to do something so simple. And you try to make all the plans you can to take care of it so it's not complicated, but the insurance companies will sure make it complicated because they don't want to pay out what they're supposed to.
Reputable company, and it's not like some kind of car accident or something. There's a question about what they should pay. You know, the man's gone, so they're going to have to pay what they got to pay. But he kept saying, well, can you send me a power of attorney? I said, no. It's worthless. When a man dies, power of attorney goes away. And then I began to wonder if he knew what he was talking about.
You wonder about that, don't you?
For him 20 years ago for a little while. And, man, if they wanted somebody, they'd have good old Buddy Vines from Georgia call and be friends with you if they needed some information on a claim or something. But if you need information, it's somebody you can't hardly understand, you don't even know what country they were born in.
And sometimes I think they do it on purpose as a stall tactic, hoping you'll give up.
Well, I can't give up in this case, but it'll be all right. I've called about five times, and today I said I'm going to get some information or I'm going to shake somebody up. So hopefully this will resolve it, provided we can get them on the phone before 5:30.
But I have arrived here at my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3s for now. It's good to hear from you, and yeah, we'll have to catch up one day. Whenever you're ready to do that, just let me know. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now, Phil. 7-3s.
Sell something, buddy. This is not a hobby. W4, never give up. Clear.